The following content is intended for people who are blind or Brent impaired.
Engage.
You are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm Chris Skidmore, and this is Tech Tips. The holiday shopping season is literally right around the corner, and we all know that even shopping online can sometimes be difficult for someone with a visual impairment. There's a new website who wants to simplify the online shopping process for the blind community. We are going to be talking with Patrick Long of InnoSearch AI about this unique approach to make finding that perfect item easier. You'll want to stick around after our discussion for a special offer from InnoSearch, along with information about upcoming virtual conferences you can attend from the comfort of your very own computer. That's what's coming up this month on Tech Tips. With a mission to create an accessible shopping experience for everyone, InnoSearch AI is an online shopping platform designed specifically for people who are visually impaired. Today, we are going to be talking with Patrick Long of InnoSearch AI about this new online shopping experience. But before we get into learning more about InnoSearch AI, let's talk about you. Who is Patrick Long?
Sure, yeah. So my name is Patrick Long. I'm one of the co-founders and CEO of InnoSearch AI. We're a company that is helping the blind and visually impaired more easily access the internet, in particular focusing on digital accessibility. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've been building businesses in AI, blockchain, and social good for the past 15 years. Early investor in an advisor in over 20 plus startups. I have a background as a CPA. And I also have a bachelor's in economics from UC Berkeley. My team, my other co-founder is Brian Vuong. He has a PhD in computer science. He's sort of the technical brains behind InnoSearch AI. And in the past, he's worked at Google, Meta, and Walmart. So deep e-commerce background as well. So
awesome.
Together, we're working together to use the latest and greatest technologies to make the internet more accessible for the blind and visually impaired.
Well, I'll tell you, on behalf of a whole bunch of blind and visually impaired people, I'm going to say thank you, because I have tried InnoSearch AI a couple of times and found it very easy to use. And we're going to get into all that in just a little bit. How was the idea of InnoSearch AI conceived?
Yeah, so we are big techies. We follow a lot of the latest innovations out there. And we realized that digital accessibility is a very big problem. When researching a lot of accessibility standards, we realized that 98% of websites don't meet, you know, the current web standards out there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, talking to a lot of people, we realized that there's actually a lot of folks, seniors included, some people with cognitive disabilities, you know, obviously blind and visually impaired, struggle with very basic tasks, right? Things like booking travel, like finding a hotel, finding a flight. You know, over 91% of people report having some sort of issue. Today, the internet is weaved into all our daily lives, right? So things like online purchases, like using, you know, Amazon or Walmart, 86% of those people report, you know, strong issues, right? A lot of issues with accessing that. So Brian having an AI background and myself sort of having a knack of identifying opportunity, we think we can do something here. So we joined forces earlier this year and we, you know, started working on this. And so far, it's been really great. Recently, we recruited Dr. Kirk Adams, who is the former AFB American Foundation for the Blind president and CEO, onto our advisory board. So we've been working very closely with leaders in the blind and visually impaired space to build a product that can really help address their needs.
That is truly incredible. And like I said, you know, thank you for speaking as someone who has used the service. Thank you very much for your interest in helping the blind and visually impaired community. InnoSearch AI is very new, and it is so new that not a lot of people have heard about it. So for someone who hasn't heard about it, what is InnoSearch AI?
Sure. So InnoSearch AI is an all-in-one accessible digital platform built specifically for those with a visual impairment or even completely blind. Basically, our first product is an end-to-end shopping platform. It's super simple, super intuitive, screen reader friendly, and it's fully accessible. In fact, one of our team members is a blind engineer, so mm-hmm. he actually built the entire front end. You know, every day we make sure that he can use it, and it's super smooth for all the different screen readers. Users can very easily search and purchase millions of products across over 500,000 retailers. And we're in the US, the United Kingdom, Australia, and also Canada. So there's also a global reach. You can find the best prices for each retailer, and there's free shipping and free returns for all purchases. There's also an AI-powered natural language chat agent. So you don't have to, you know, use your screen reader and go through every single line. Mm-hmm. You can find the product details, the reviews, do your research, right? We also, there's some background magic that happens where we access a bunch of sites from Google. So you can also do all the research directly within InnoSearch, right? If you want to learn more about the different images, there's an AI that can generate alt text, or you can chat with it more and it can, you know, describe the image better and better for you. So there's a lot of enhancements, and so far the reception has been very great. We've been serving over 400 blind and visually impaired users now, and a lot of folks have given us really great testimonials you can see on our social media.
That's awesome. And when you talk about, and like I said, you guys have not been up for long. When was InnoSearch AI officially launched?
Officially launched, we did it around 2.5-3 months ago. Mm-hmm. There was a product review made by Sam Seavey from yep. The Blind Life. Mm-hmm. I think that was the one that sort of got us the most attention. So yeah, we're very new, but we're very fast moving. We're a startup based in Silicon Valley, so constantly iterating based on customer feedback. In fact, in the next few weeks, we plan to launch flight and hotel bookings. So that's been a very important feature that's been requested, since I know how inaccessible those American Airlines or Southwest Airlines Frontier Airlines, all those different airline websites can be for the blind. So
can confirm.
That's a very requested feature. So that's something that we're building right now. And yeah, every day when we're talking with users, they give us a bunch of things, right, that they would like, you know, InnoSearch to incorporate. So yeah, I mean, it's been great. The community has been wonderful, and it, you know, making an impact in everybody's lives, it's really motivating for us. Every time we see some feedback or get some people responding to us, we get super, super energized.
That is so awesome. So you mentioned being able to book airfare and hotel. I'm kind of curious, is it going to work kind of like an existing travel site where it's, I guess from the airlines and hotels point of view, it's a third party? You know, is it going to be kind of like going through Expedia or Travelocity or a website like that to do it? Or will you, or will the person book, be able to book directly with the airlines and hotels?
So it will be an end-to-end experience, just like how InnoSearch AI works for the different e-commerce retailers, right? So, mm-hmm. I think it will be even one step further than what you experience on Google Flights. We'll basically have all the information of Google Flights, your Expedia, whatever, your favorite, you know, travel search engine is, and we take it one step further, we'll also have the ability to book and arrange all those travel flights for you. Yeah, so you never actually have to leave the InnoSearch experience. All of that is taken care of within InnoSearch, super accessible, super screen reader friendly. We'll deliver all the flight details to you after you go through the checkout process with us. So that's the whole theme of InnoSearch. We want to be accessibility first, or we want to be a super app in a sense,
mm-hmm.
where it's like a one-stop shop, right? You come here, you know what to expect, you know it's going to be simple, you know it's going to be intuitive, screen reader friendly, and we'll just take care of you from there.
You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. We are talking with Patrick Long and about InnoSearch AI. And earlier you mentioned an AI assistant to be able to help with conversational shopping. How is this accomplished, and what can someone expect?
Yeah, so you can think of the AI natural language chat agent as a tool, right, for you to learn more about, in this case, different e-commerce products. So the AI has been trained on basically all the information out there about this particular product. If you go to the page, and you can ask it, like, what are the dimensions? What color is it? You know, I'm this size. Could I fit? Basically, any question that you could think of, right, since we use the latest and greatest AI models out there by, like, OpenAI and you know, they're doing all sorts of wonderful stuff. So basically you get the intelligence of basically the entire net focused on this particular product. You can ask it whatever you want, and it will return back an answer. So it's been, you know, a lot of people have liked it, and the reason is because they said it's very difficult sometimes to have their screen reader go through every single line item, every single product description. They just want to find what they're looking for and, you know, decide whether or not they want to buy it. So the chat agent helps the end user cut to the chase, get what they need to know very quickly, in natural language conversation, obviously, and yeah, make the decision how, you know, if they want the product or not.
Okay, cool. You mentioned earlier that InnoSearch AI allows you to comparison shop. Could you give us an example of some of the retailers that you've partnered with and that you support?
Yeah, so there's over 500,000 retailers.
Okay.
To be honest, I don't know all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I know the main ones, obviously, Amazon, Walmart, Target, they're all there.
Okay.
You know, once you put in a query, basically, our site crawls the entire internet looking for, you know, the best price, the best products, across many different retailers, right? Obviously, there's so many of them out there, it's impossible to know all of them.
Fair enough.
But basically, they find the best items for you at, you know, different retailers, and then they present it to you on the screen. Very easy to navigate with your screen reader. There's obviously the product, the option to research more, the price, obviously, the reviews. Right. And if you want to drill down into it, you can just click into it. We take you to the product page. There'll be a product description. And of course, if you want to learn more, you can always chat with the AI. And ask it whatever you want.
I kind of want to give someone an example of what they can expect when they make a purchase. So let's say I've gone through the site. I've decided what I want to purchase. Walk us through the purchasing process and what people can expect.
Yeah. So the beauty of InnoSearch is, we make it super, super simple for you to purchase anything, right? You technically don't even need to have an account. We allow guest checkout with just a few clicks. So you would go to InnoSearch.ai. You know, we have a bunch of products presented to you at, you know, the best prices. They're heavily discounted ones. That's on our front page. But if you're looking for something specific, we have a search bar. And you can go ahead and search for the item you're looking for, add it to cart. If you like it, you can chat with the chatbot if you want clarification. And once it's in your cart, within a few clicks, you can go ahead and check out. On our end, there's a some secret sauce that we have to fulfill the orders. We use a combination of AI and also humans to place the orders, and then you'll get a confirmation email once the order has been placed, and then there'll be a delivery email. So basically, yeah, the whole process is automated. It's very simple, and you get updates via email once the item is delivered to you.
Okay, and let's say I order something from Amazon. It actually comes from Amazon, or it actually comes from Walmart, correct?
Yes, that's right. So all the individual items that you purchase will be delivered by the respective retailer, right? We are just the layer above it to help you navigate everything accessibly, right, in an easy manner. But it will be fulfilled by Amazon, and it will have all the return policies, shipping speed of that particular retailer.
Okay. Let's talk about the payment security for a minute, because that is something that is on a lot of people's minds. And what type of payment security does InnoSearch AI offer, and is payment information stored on your system?
Yeah, so we actually use Stripe. So it's okay. Stripe is the latest and greatest, best technology out there in terms of security. So it's very secure. You don't have to worry about it. We don't store any of this information. So actually, once you go through the checkout process, you get brought directly to the Stripe checkout, right? And we've enabled all the accessibility enhancements through Stripe. And so it's a few clicks. You do everything through Stripe. The information is not stored on our end whatsoever. It's all through Stripe. And so you get all the security that the, Stripe gives you. And, Stripe is one of the largest payment providers mm-hmm. in the world. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I've actually heard of it. Yeah. So awesome. Now let's go on the other side for a second and returns. How are returns handled? Do I go through InnoSearch AI or do I go through the retailer?
Yeah, so there are two ways. If you have an account through InnoSearch, you can go to your orders tab, right, and go ahead and request a return. Somebody will contact you via email and send you a return code, and then you can just drop it off at like your nearest UPS or something. I mean, there'll be specific instructions. If you don't have an account, you can just email us, support@innosearch.ai. We have a team available 24/7 monitoring, and yeah, you can just return it that way. We'll give you instructions. It's a little bit different. Some of it is unique to the retailer, but somebody on our support staff will advise you on the best way to return.
Okay.
But one last thing I just wanted to highlight.
Yeah, sure.
But at InnoSearch, we are very committed for our user to be happy, right? And at the end of the day, we're very customer focused. So if there's some issue, I'm sure there's a way for us to resolve it, either giving you a refund or a partial refund, or mm-hmm. even suggesting you a different item or a different retailer to purchase through. We're here for the customer.
Awesome. Well, thank you. You mentioned earlier, things other than shopping that you're working on, and that included airlines and hotel. Anything else that's coming down the pipeline that you would like to talk about or can talk about?
Yeah, so the travel and hotel bookings is a feature that's coming soon in the next mm-hmm. few weeks.
Yeah.
We'll be releasing that in conjunction with some of our partners like Sam, so stay tuned for that.
Okay.
Something that we're looking into in the coming months afterwards will be a fully voice-operated version of InnoSearch.
Awesome.
So I know, screen readers is sometimes difficult to use, right? It'd be much better just to talk directly, but because we already have the AI component, that's something that I think will be the next step. So that's something that we're looking into as well. Some other verticals we want to expand to also are things like restaurant menus, food delivery, grocery shopping, and maybe ride hailing as well. The end goal of InnoSearch will be a all-in-one sort of super app for the blind and visually impaired. That's our long-term vision, and we're going through vertical by vertical you know, in the coming months and years.
Wow, y'all've definitely got some big plans, and I wish nothing but the best for you. How can folks learn more about InnoSearch AI? You know, websites, socials, YouTube. What are some of the ways that people can learn more about you?
Yeah, so we are very active on our social media. On YouTube, there's been already quite a few videos created by different influencers like Sam Seavey. He's done a product review of us. Carry on Accessibility has also done a review, and there's some podcasts also. And we've been featured on Double Tap, Eyes on Success, All Abilities Network. There's just quite a few. There's a lot of channels basically where you can learn about InnoSearch.
Understood.
But if you're ready, you can just go to InnoSearch.ai, mm-hmm. Start browsing, find something you like, and then give it a try. All new customers get $5 off orders $20 or more.
Okay.
So you can just create an account, use code OFF5 at the checkout, and give it a try and experience it.
I'll tell you, I gave it a try. We recently moved. In fact, we moved 2 weeks before the storm hit. So, you know, Western North Carolina threw us one heck of a good welcome to the neighborhood party. And actually used it to get to make a purchase and get some moving boxes for us, and was very happy and very impressed with the whole process from start to finish. When I know that you guys are going to be a part of the Blind Health Expo that's coming up next month. Are there any other conferences or appearances that you've got coming up you'd like to mention?
Yeah, so we'll be at CSUN. This is in 2025.
Okay.
March 10th to 14th at the Anaheim Marriott. I think they're the largest assistive technology conference.
Mm-hmm.
And they
focus on multiple disabilities. They don't focus just on vision, correct?
Yes, I think there's primarily vision.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they also have other disabilities as well.
Okay.
But as far as I went there earlier this year, and primarily would be blind and visually impaired.
Okay.
So that's the one that we have planned. We do plan on going to the ACB conference as well, and the NFB, National Federation for the Blind conference as well. We were invited to those. So yeah, I mean, the schedule, to be honest, is quite open right now because we're very busy. We're a small team and we're very busy working on the product and talking with our users. But we'll definitely be going to some conferences, and you guys will be seeing us there if you're at those.
Awesome. And finally, is there anything you would like to mention that I may have missed?
We're building fast, and we would love for you guys to try our product. If there's any feedback, either good or bad, something you can definitely mention, you can send it to info@innosearch.ai. And everybody that gives us some feedback, will offer them a nice coupon code as well, which will be a surprise. But
that's awesome.
Definitely all excited about it.
Because feedback is important. You never know if something's not working if you're not told. So, you know, definitely feedback is important. With that said, Patrick, I'm going to thank you very much for your time. It was greatly appreciated.
Yeah, and thanks so much for having us. We really like sharing our product, and yeah, we welcome your audience to give InnoSearch a try.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, and I hope you have a very great day.
Thanks so much, Chris. It was nice meeting you.
Same here. I would like to thank Patrick Long of InnoSearch AI once again for taking the time to talk with me today about this game-changing shopping experience designed specifically for people with visual impairments. His time was greatly appreciated. Patrick has also extended a special offer to Tech Tips listeners. New customers can visit InnoSearch.ai and use promo code TechTips10 for $10 off any order with no minimum and no strings attached until the end of the year. InnoSearch AI is spelled INNOSEARCH.AI. This offer is limited to the first 20 people, so don't miss out.
SciTech Global is the first global virtual conference dedicated to fostering discussion among technology pioneers on how rapid advances in AI and related technologies will fundamentally alter the landscape of assistive technology and accessibility. You can be part of this 100% free virtual conference and learn how AI is making life more accessible for people with visual impairments. This year's conference will feature presentations from Be My Eyes, Microsoft, Glidance, and American Printing House for the Blind, just to name a few. This two-day virtual event will be held December 4th and 5th. Visit sciTechGlobal.com to learn more about this year's conference and to register.
The purpose of the North Carolina Reading Service is to connect people who are blind and print impaired with each other, their families, and the community by delivering news, information, and entertainment using the latest audio technology. For more information about the North Carolina Reading Service, visit us online at ncreadingservice.org. You can also give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138, the North Carolina Reading Service. We breathe words into your life.
The third annual Blind Health Expo is the world's largest virtual expo of the healthcare information, products, and services for individuals, organizations, and companies in the health, blindness, and disability communities. Hosted by Accessible Pharmacy, this 100% virtual event is completely free to attend. During the expo, you will have the opportunity to talk with representatives from many organizations and companies working with the blind and visual impaired community. Some of this year's exhibitors include American Printing House for the Blind, Orbit Research, Usher Syndrome Coalition, Lighthouse for the Blind, KMC Essentials, Innosearch.ai, and the International Association of Audio Information Services, of which the North Carolina Reading Service is a member. The Blind Health Expo will take place Friday, December 6th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., featuring scheduled presentations and a virtual exhibit hall where you can talk one-on-one with many of the exhibitors. To learn more about Accessible Pharmacy or to register for this totally free expo, visit accessiblepharmacy.com.
We've run out of time for this month's episode of Tech Tips. I hope you've enjoyed it. If there's something you'd like covered in a future episode, send an email to techtipspodcast@gmail.com. I'm Chris Skidmore for the North Carolina Reading Service. Tech Tips is available online by visiting our website at ncreadingservice.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. If you have questions or comments about the North Carolina Reading Service, visit us online at ncreadingservice.org or give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.